This is Sounds of Science. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, I'm Alex Filippidis. President Donald Trump has proposed what you might call a 1-2 punch to the NIH budget. Late last month, Trump called for an immediate $1.2 billion cut for this fiscal year, ending in September. And for fiscal 2018, starting in October, the president would chop nearly $6 billion from NIH's budget, an 18% reduction.
So it's pretty dire, certainly attention-getting, to put it mildly.
Mary Woolley, president of Research America, which advocates for medical and health research funding. She cites an NIH estimate that as many as 80,000 researchers may not be funded for a year or longer.
That's draconian. And the impact to individual researchers is staggering, especially young scientists who are just starting out in their career after years and years of training and looking to get that first opportunity to really make a difference for our world by advancing science and ultimately medical progress.
How will researchers make up the lost funding? Woolley says they won't.
Some of them simply aren't going to be able to continue in the field. They're going to find other directions for their careers. Few or none have billionaire relatives, you know, along the likes of Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg.
With allies on both sides of the aisle, NIH funding isn't expected to shrink as much as Trump has proposed. But as with other research funding advocates, that's not stopping Research America from meeting with members of Congress and rallying its 400 members. They include patient groups, universities and independent research institutes, businesses, and scientific societies.
We'll be encouraging them in the strongest possible terms to be engaging in civic outreach, talking to non-scientists, talking to the media locally and nationally if they have the avenue to do that, to not just be sitting back and expecting somebody else to make the case for their science.
Woolley also urges researchers and supporters to join the March for Science, set for April 22nd in Washington, D.C., with 425 satellite marches worldwide. Gen publisher Marianne Liebert, Inc. is donating 5,000 pairs of green shoelaces to marchers and their allies.
I actually believe it will be the start of increased engagement by members of the science community with the broader public.
Again, Mary Woolley.
I think it's incumbent upon the science community and institutions of science and industries that depend on science to do a better job than maybe we have in the past in connecting the dots for the non-science public and for our representatives that research for health and science broadly is a public good as well. And it's time to step up to the plate to pay for it.
Thanks for taking the time. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, Sounds of Science, I'm Alex Filippidis.